Thank you very much. I am Vernon Joins, and for the next few moments, we are going to ask a question and answer it from the Scripture. What will you leave your children? There is no way for parents to recognize the impact a single event can have in the rest of the life of a child. I was reminded of this in my life, not with my parents, but through observation in others, and reading about the life of Moses E. Lard. Now, many of you may not have heard of him, but it's not why his name is not widely known. But his influence in the history of the church in the Restoration Movement in the last century or a century and a half ago was immense. What made him have such a devotion to truth? What caused him to long for righteousness until his death? To find the questions, we have but to look into the man's life, and we can find even the answers to those questions. You have to go back to the day his mother faced death. There were six children, and his father was so poor, the children were about to be separated. Years later, Moses Lard wrote of that fateful day. And he wrote, "At length, the painful fear was fully realized that as a family, we could no longer be kept together. The day of separation at length had come. And to all, death would have been a relief. Thinly clad and poorly shod, we stood around the humble hearth for the last time. Our mother's heart was breaking. As my brother and myself stood beneath the little cabin eaves outside, just ready to take leave of the only objects on earth dear to us and thus close to the saddest scene of our lives, my mother said these words, 'My dear boys, I have nothing to give you but my blessings and these two little books.' Her soul was breaking, and she could say no more. She then drew from her bosom two small testaments. And as tears were streaming and lips were quivering, she screamed as if it were her last, and placed them in their hands. We all said goodbye, and that family was forever broken on earth. Yet, gentle reader, think us not poorer as we turn from that mean abode. We bore with us a Christian mother's blessings and the precious words of Jesus. We were wealthy boys. To that little book and the memory of that scene, my future life owes its shaping. I never neglected the one, thank heaven, nor forgot the other. Her last moments, like her life, were full of high trust in Christ. To her children, she gave her blessings. For each breathed a prayer and then went hence. May that little band she so tenderly loved and faithfully served meet her in heaven. As the last groan of each is hushed, is the fervent wish of the hand that tends this." So wrote Moses E. Lard. Parents, what lifetime memories will you leave for your child or your children? Need to think seriously about this. I'm Vernon Joins, and I thank you for listening today.